I really don't remember. No one ever buys single stuff when they purchase Oreos for this house.
Because fuck the single.
You know how they get around it? Because it's not double stuffed. It's double stuff. That doesn't mean anything. It's not a real term.
Why do they spell that with one F?
Because that way it's not a real term. That way you can't sue them for not actually being double stuffed.
Oh. But no, their marketing was like, oh yeah, no, it's twice the cream. For a while, and then it turned out it was like 1.8.
But I don't think...
Asterisk, roughly.
We're rounding.
It's not the stuff part, though, that people have a problem with. It's the double. It's the first word that they take umbrage with. They should have spelled it like with two O's or something.
It's not saying it's double stuff.
No, that's doable.
The name of this particular type of Oreo is the double stuff.
The double stiff. Mm-hmm. The double stiff.
Which doesn't mean anything.
Well, apparently they're calling the new Android operating system Android Oreo.
Oh, that?
Well, they've always named it after sweets, like Lollipop and... Right?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Oreos...
Jelly Bean. Kit Kat. Mm-hmm. Marshmallow's the new one.
Yeah. Kit Kat?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I didn't know it was done that way.
No, it's marshmallow now. Well, it's like, didn't Apple for a while used to name it after, like, cats?
They still do.
Do they?
Yeah, but cats aren't copyrighted phrases. Well no, what about... all I'm saying.
Don't they name it after apples, I thought? Like, El Capitan is a type of apple, I'm pretty sure.
No.
No.
Or is it a mountain?
El Capitan is a type of... Oh, God. This is a great conversation.
What is El Capitan?
I believe it's a type of mountain lion.
If only we had internet.
Wait a minute. Let's try to figure out once for all who the stupidest person at this table is.
I could have sworn I thought...
No, they're all named after cats.
There's lion and snow lion and leopard.
However, El Capitan is a vertical rock formation in Yosemite.
Yeah, see, I knew that.
Oh, that's right, because it was OS Yosemite, was it not?
I don't know. I hate Apple. Why would I know?
Why did they change from the cats? El Capitan is what they're on right now.
Is Capitan the new one?
Hang on.
Well, Apple software names.
The latest is Sierra. Mac OS Sierra. And Sierra is a type of mountain. So they've changed to mountains now.
Yeah, they must have changed it.
Not a fan of that. Don't like.
They changed with... Okay, 10.8 was Mountain Lion. 10.9 was Mavericks. Then Yosemite,
you know,
Capitan, Sierra.
You know what happened? They were doing cats, and then they did Mountain Lion. And
then they went to Mountain.
Right.
That or they ran out of cats.
How do you run out of cats?
How many types of cats?
Okay,
felines.
Naked. Naked cat.
No, not naked
hairless.
Cat. No, that doesn't count.
Well, no, okay, so they have cheetah, puma, jaguar.
OS hairless.
Which they've all done.
Yep. Panther, tiger, leopard, snow leopard, lion, mountain lion.
I'm out. That's my list. You can't just add snow, by the way, at the beginning of a thing and making it...
How about, like, Egyptian cat?
Oh, Sphinx.
Ooh. It was Sphinx.
OS Sphinx. That might make Zach an Apple fan if they called it OS Sphinx. No, you wouldn't do it.
You know what would make me an Apple fan?
What?
If they made Androids.
Okay. That's cruel.
For the price of an Apple?
It's cruel.
Because it's mostly the price that you don't like. I mean, it has...
No, I don't like Apple.
Why?
I don't like the operating systems. I don't like the user interfaces. I don't like anything.
My logic is this. Apple is built for stupid people.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it is.
That's what's great about it.
That's why I love it. I can't take much more than that.
I'll be honest. That's the same reason I love dogs.
Yes.
They're built. They're stupid.
They are built.
Yes. Dumb and loyal, just like their owners.
They were put on this earth by God, endowed by their creator to take care of stupid people. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am all in favor of life. Here's the thing. I know my intellectual facade is a bit misleading at times. I understand that. But deep down inside, I'm just like you all, okay? I'm really not that intelligent.
I can't even say with a straight face.
Okay. I like to believe I'm smart.
I'm just like you two. I really am.
Except stupider.
Except way
my intelligence, my intelligence is above average of the standard owl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nico is as smart as the average bro.
I'm right there.
He's like trying to get the honey out of the jar, but his hand doesn't fit.
Exactly.
So he just keeps trying.
It's, you know the picture of Pooh with the honey bun on his head? No. That's actually Nico, just not wearing pants.
It's a little weird that...
Because you're also just smooth down there, by the way.
No genitalia here.
Oh, that's a good way to start the day.
Piglet.
Oh, bother.
So he's like, hey, Nico, can you do this?
Oh, bother.
That's like actually how you are, though.
I'm Eeyore, though. That's me.
Suicidal?
Yeah. Thanks for noticing me. That's...
Yep. I'm gonna go hang myself.
Poor Eeyore.
Nobody fucking likes him.
Why did they make a depressed mule?
Is he a mule?
He's a mule or a donkey or something.
Is he?
Yeah.
I actually don't...
He's a jackass.
He's kind of... Yeah. Without a...
I like that.
but without a tail.
Well, he loses it.
Oh, no. He's a donkey because he's supposed to be pin the tail on the donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't exist in the real life. That's not how mules work. You don't actually pin tails on donkeys.
In real
life.
Like
the game.
So in the 100-acre woods, though, donkeys are born without tails?
Just a dumb old donkey.
Because it's all in basically Christopher Robin's head.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wasn't it that, like, each of them represented some sort of, I mean, some bullshit theory, like each represented with a stage of grief or something, or...
Yeah, like, Eeyore's depression, Poe.
Pooh is
like, acceptance, and, yeah.
Okay. What's
Piglet
a rabbit?
Was, like, denial.
Was Pooh denial?
Pooh's not denial. What's Pooh denying?
Yeah, look this up.
All right.
This is gonna be our hot take for the moment here. This is gonna be
That's our hot take? Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Stages of grief.
Stages of depression.
Interesting.
The mental disorders of Winnie the Pooh characters. So, God.
Because, like, rabbit's supposed to have OCD or something like
Piglet
that.
Piglet is generalized anxiety disorder.
Yep.
Tigger got ADD.
Owl is dyslexia.
Oh, I never noticed cruel. That. That's just cruel.
Oh my! What's Tigger?
ADHD.
Wait, what's Roo?
Roo! I forgot. It's Kanga and Roo.
Kanga is social anxiety disorder, specifically overprotective mothering.
Aww. Makes sense. So what's Roo?
It doesn't have it, but Christopher Robin apparently is schizophrenia.
That's like the overarching sort of.
Is this theory. Canon? No, that's a
no.
theory.
Okay. Like no, theory. It's like people have too much time on their hands.
Let's credit this knowledgeguild.wordpress.com.
That's where I get all my. That's a peer reviewed source right there.
That's right.
Yeah, no, there's just
let's get out of this. Go to the third one.
Can you like move the computer so I can see the screen?
Sure. Winnie the Pooh.
That's
fan theories. Wiki. Fantheories.wikia.
Okay, my favorite site. Well, Winnie the Pooh has an eating disorder. And attention.
You are Winnie the Pooh.
I'm Pooh!
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not saying anything about stages of grief. Roo is autistic. Oh, no.
Oh.
Lacks awareness of danger and has a strange attachment to sitting in his mother's pouch.
Well, don't we all?
Don't we all?
Okay.
The schizophrenic is, yeah. I have nothing about stages of grief here. Maybe this one here.
Winnie the Pooh characters are on drugs.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this one.
Eeyore the donkey doesn't care about anything. He has slow reactions, so he's on marijuana. Piglet is afraid of everything. He's on shrooms. Rabbit gets into everyone's business, so he's on coke.
Yeah.
Tigger can't calm down. He's on ecstasy. Pooh is sweet as the wildest imagination. He's on LSD. Christopher Robin can talk to animals, so... This just says hallucinogens. We can do than that. Come on, guys. An owl is always there to help anyone who needs it, so he's the dealer. Okay, I could see it.
Owl's making a killing in the 100-acre wood. making some real cash.
So they're making a Christopher Robin movie, evidently.
I saw this, yeah.
Are they?
And it's supposed to be good, I think. Right? I think, what's his face in it? The Danish girl?
Really, every movie's supposed to be good.
Sure.
Well, yeah, I mean...
When you get down to it.
I mean, they try. I wouldn't even think so. Unless you're making Thanksgiving. Yeah, I don't
know. True. Fair point.
Yeah.
Which you need to see.
You definitely do.
I'll watch it this year.
You well, we'll be watching Thanksgiving 3 this year.
Maybe I'll watch Fargo first. I don't know.
It's a real toss. It's
one or the other. I mean, they're really the same movie. So.
Flip a coin.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you ready?
I'm pumped.
All right.
Weirdest intro.
I know.
Well, I think we've had a weirder.
All right, and get ready for silence.
Good afternoon.
I was fully prepared to just not say anything. Because you said prepare for silence.
Well, yeah, for a few seconds.
Well, I'm going to have
another order. Take it away. I'm an
order, bro. Should open that a little closer to the mic. I think people like hearing.
And when you chew, like, really get up in that grill there. Get in their ear holes. Oh, no! Okay, here we go.
Oh. Guys, we're on the weird side of the internet now.
Honestly, this is much more entertaining than the actual show we watched this week. Frankly.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree.
Upsettingly so. We don't need to dive straight into it, but I think we briefly talked about this. We watched Comrade Detective. It's a brand new Amazon show.
We did. Starring Channing Tatum of Logan Lucky fame.
I think he was famous before that.
I didn't know.
A couple people had heard of him.
I've never heard of him before.
This new underdog coming
up.
No, he's a real... This
is his breakout role right here.
It's the stripper. He's going places, this guy. Let me tell you.
It's amazing that he did.
Yeah, we found him at Chippendales, and then we decided, let's put him in this heist movie with Daniel Craig, and all of a sudden, now he's a big star. Look at him. He's making Amazon shows about propaganda. It's amazing.
No.
Logan Lucky's good, by the way. You should have went when we had the chance.
Let's go again.
Okay.
Will you watch it twice?
Yeah, why not? It's good.
I want to go.
You should see Logan Lucky. Logan Lucky's really fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Did you get MoviePass yet? Did it come in?
So, here's the thing about MoviePass. Signed up for it, and it crashed all the servers last week. And so, the MoviePasses are way behind, but I got an email, and it's going to be coming between the 6th and the 10th. That's okay. What they told me. So, when it does come, I will be seeing so many movies. It's going to be great. It, I think, is coming around that time.
See,
so.
Okay, this is why I wanted to get the stale Oreos, because now I'm going to be eating these for the next hour.
You know, a serving size is only 2.
No!
That's a serving size. That's a Brian Regan bit as well.
Oh my god, it is!
It's 2. It's a serving size for 2 cookies.
And that's Brian Regan goes,
who the hell eats 2 cookies?
Yeah, I remember now.
Who the hell eats 2 cookies?
The only problem is if they did the serving size by, like, the...
How much
average amount
eats.
That people would want to eat?
It's like, say one sleeve.
Right.
No, it's Byron Ringo. 2 sleeves is a serving size.
Servings per container. What is that? If it's 2 sleeves, let me think about this.
Oh, my. It's
1.5 because there's 3 sleeves.
I don't think I've ever eaten a single
that's
digit
the one
count of Oreos at a time. That's definitely never happened.
I have, but only when I have like $1.50 and I buy the cheap like 6-pack of cookies.
Oh, those
and,
are
like,
horrible. Those are horrible.
It's like I really need an Oreo fix.
I really want Oreos. Oh,
it's like you're a
six.
Junkie that's like you'll take whatever you can.
Yeah.
Just give me 6
that's
Oreos.
Like paying a stripper for a hand job.
Yes, it's basically
it's a waste of time.
Yes, 100%. My thoughts exactly, Nick.
Don't follow that logic exactly.
What do you
but
mean
okay?
You don't follow that logic? That is clear cut, guys. No.
I'll tell you what. Look at a serving size on any food item, and it'll make you feel horrible about yourself. Like, ice cream is like a cup. I think a cup of ice cream is a serving size if you're eating it out of a container.
A bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
A bowl of cereal
is like...
It's a cup of cereal with a cup of milk.
Yeah.
That's like, what is this?
I think Brian Regan's
like,
thinking about...
At once, I eat, like, 12 cups.
That's like a handful.
Yeah,
I can
exactly.
Literally fit that in my hands. And
yeah.
I think Brian Regan's bit about ice cream is the serving size is when he feels the spoon hit the bottom of the container. That's when that serving size is over. Absolutely. A large fry at McDonald's is, like, that's, like, way over the serving size.
They're like, 3 servings?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you've gotten... I think there's 500 calories in a large fry.
You know, you can't, like, have that later, though. You can't, like, start and then you reheat it.
That's a good point. Yeah, you can't.
It's like...
Yeah, no. That's cold fries are awful. Some people like cold fries.
Well, a lot of people are wrong.
The only fries I'll eat cold are the Smiley's. But that's because the texture doesn't change whether you have them hot or cold.
Well, because they're filled with mush.
Yeah, exactly.
It's literally a mushed potato wrapped in a crispy outer.
With a smiley face. With a smiley.
But, yeah.
But, I used to take the sporks in middle school that they gave
and
us.
Just smush them down.
And I would put it through the smiley so it looked like I had vampire teeth.
Oh, that's clever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's clever.
And then I put ketchup on it.
And also very lonely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What your lunches were. Just making Dracula out of your food.
Practice kissing with it.
Sadly, on the table with, six chairs, he had just one on each chair, and then him just walking back and forth.
Did you ever practice kissing on inanimate objects?
No.
Neither did I. But I know that's, a staple of, coming-of-age films.
Yeah, it's
it makes
that.
No sense.
I think just a lot of – I think that's a common TV writer thing. I think just all TV writers must have been like that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't ever remember practicing on anything.
Or it's like in that 70s show where Fez learned by taping M&Ms to a mirror.
It's wow. Good shit.
That's good. Good. I don't see how taping them would help, though, because how do you get it off if it's taped?
Exactly.
I don't like that.
That's the line I'm just quoting.
What do you guys think about the... I don't know why I thought of this. I know. M&Ms. What do you think of the Skittles STD commercial where,
Oh, yeah.
When you contract,
contract the rainbow.
Contract the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
The kid is covered in,
Oh, yeah, yeah. And she
chicken
pox. And
she starts eating it.
Yeah.
So...
Is it contagious? No, I think you're good.
The actress in that commercial who, gets the... She looked familiar to me, so I was, looking her up, and she wasn't who I thought she was, but there is an entire, Reddit thread dedicated to how much people hate her.
Really?
People vehemently hate her guts.
I'm sorry, what was that word?
Vehemently. Is that not correct?
One more time?
Is that not correct?
Say it
one
again.
One more time.
Why?
I want to make sure.
Say it. Vehemently.
Oh. That's right, that's right.
What's wrong with that?
No, you're fine. You're good.
Wait, no, I need to know now.
Yeah. No, the sad
just don't use it anymore. How about that? If you don't ever use it, then you'll never be embarrassed again.
Is it wrong?
I mean, most people say it vehemently, but I don't know.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I can't say it normally, correctly at all. I've tried and failed epically. So I don't know why I'm laughing.
I only read. So it could be pronounced like Bologna. I wouldn't know.
I believe it's vehemently. I believe.
Vehemently?
Vehemently.
I don't like that. You're not pronouncing the H.
Okay.
You gotta pronounce the H.
Listen, you do you, buddy. You make your own choices. This is America, all
right? Thank you.
This
is not what I have to say twice to get it right?
What?
Genuinely.
Genuinely.
I always end up saying generally. So, I'll be
specifically.
Yeah. What else? I'll be something. I'm like, this is good. They'd be like, really? I'm like, I genuinely like it.
I genuinely like it.
And I genuinely like it
are different.
Yeah.
I always
have to say it twice.
I can forgive pretty much any speech issue that people have, but there's only one thing that really grinds my gears.
What?
Is when people say library. I'm just like, ugh.
Library.
Like adults. Full-grown adults say library.
I hate supposedly.
Supposedly?
Yeah.
Ugh.
When people say supposedly,
supposedly, I think, is a real word,
though,
isn't it?
No, it's not. No, it's supposedly. It's
absolutely not a word.
People just say supposedly.
Hold on. Oh, you gotta look this up just to confirm it?
Are we positive supposedly is not a word?
I'm 99% positive.
Supposedly.
You know what I found out?
It would help if you spelled it with an S instead of an A.
Okay, that would help. Supposable is.
Yeah, but not supposedly.
What is supposable, exactly? Able to be supposed? What does that mean?
Assume that something is the case on a basis
of
evidence.
No, that says suppose.
Suppose a... Yeah. You can be supposed.
Able to...
I think it's the same as supposedly.
What?
One's a verb and one's...
Supposable is able to be assumed about or something. That's ridiculous. We don't need a word for that.
Yes, one's an adjective and one's an adverb.
We don't need a word
for
that.
So a fact is supposable, supposedly is doing to the speculation of that fact.
Yes, is unnecessary.
Yes.
It is redundant. It is...
That's a good word.
A waste.
Good word. You know what else is a waste? Comrade Detective. Let's talk about it.
Take it away, Nick. While I eat yet another Oreo.
Do you want me to, do the...
I'm at, 8 servings.
The plot, really.
Explain what this is.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, okay.
Because you stumbled upon this.
Right. I was watching... it was trending on Twitter, actually, and that's where I noticed it. at Techie Slacks, at Funny Nico Tweets.
At Zach
Cap. At Zach Cap.
At Some Adam Hall.
At yeah, TMT underscore media.
Oh my god. So many fucking accounts.
Anyways.
Hold on. Should we mention the obvious today?
What?
What, the Adam's Night?
Yeah.
Because no. I don't think it's quite obvious, to be honest with you. I think, like, if you blinked, you might have missed it. No, he's not.
Because I'll be honest, I just realized now that, oh yeah, Adam's not here.
Nah, he's not here. He'll be around. He's
literally, when he walked in, I said, is Adam coming today? And Nico goes, Adam's not coming today.
I don't know where he is. I just know he's not here.
No, he said he had, like, a party in, like, New York or something.
Oh, another
like
party? He? Another one of his?
Yeah,
Okay.
Doing his drugs.
taking his LSD.
No, I'm going to find it. Hold on.
Okay, good. What are you tracking him? What are you?
No, he said it in the group chat, motherfuckers. Like, well, rejoice, guys. You're gonna be. I'm going to New York for my brother's birthday. Yeah.
Okay.
Told you. I said drugs. He's going to see Owl.
Okay.
Owl.
I can't remember the actual owl's name.
Owl.
Is it just Owl?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Owl. Is there a famous owl named Owl? What are you talking about?
From Winnie the Pooh.
We just went over this.
He's going to see Owl in.
Owl's a drug dealer.
Oh.
Okay.
I was like, why would Owl be in New York? What are you talking about? Okay,
you know,
I got
it's
you.
Really like Adam's not here. I mean, is here, rather.
Yeah, no.
Because he doesn't get things either.
Yeah. Different
this
reasons.
This is a horribly stupid group of people.
Yeah.
This is...
Yeah, it is.
Every once in a while, I just realize, wow, we are so dumb. Go ahead.
It's amazing how the average intelligence of us is, like... 15.
Yes. It's about Floyd Mayweather level, actually. Except we can't
and we haven't even had any concussions, really.
Except at least one of us can read.
Altogether.
Altogether, we can read, like, one book.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how stupid I feel when people ask me?
I'm probably our best reader.
No question. No question. When people are like, hey, Nico, do you read? And I go, not really. Like, that. I just think to myself, wow, I'm so dumb. But I don't even think about how dumb I am, except I just don't.
I'm our best reader, but I'm definitely our worst speaker.
I'll give you that.
I'm the worst mouth flapper.
Well, I'll give you the best worst speaker, rather.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the best reader. Mm. You read the most.
I think that makes him the best.
That's the
Why
point.
Why does that make him the best?
Because that's literally what we're talking about.
I think Floyd Mayweather's the best boxer because he boxes. I think that's part of it, isn't it? Right?
I'm really good at reading, but I don't do it. I don't need to. I'm so good at it.
I am such a great gymnast. Do you do a cartwheel? No, but if I wanted to.
I hate when people say shit like that.
It'd be great.
Worst.
Okay.
Hold on. You're talking about every Italian threat ever.
Hey! Okay. Comrade
One
detect.
Of these days.
Comrade detective.
Man, if I was there...
I could build this!
I would have kicked his ass. There was a guy on the train.
They didn't ask me to do it. I would have had it done yesterday. God damn.
The train conductor... one of these train conductor guys the other day was talking about the Mayweather fight. And he's like... He's like, yeah, if Mayweather's a good boxer, you know, put me in the UFC ring with him, though, I'd show him. I'm like, shut up. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Actually, you're a train conductor. You would die. You would be dead.
Yeah.
Some fucking asshole.
Oh, man.
Some stereotype's true.
It is. Oh, 100%. 100%. Okay.
All right, so Comrade Detective is Channing Tatum, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Nick Offerman, isn't it?
Nick Offerman, yeah.
But I think it's primarily them and some other people that we don't really see. Basically, they filmed a quote-unquote Romanian cop drama.
Yes.
Supposedly taking place in the 80s, and then dubbed over it.
Right.
Yes.
So I believe we're under the impression, it was actually really hard to find any, like, facts or, like, background stuff on this, I was noticing, which I think...
wonder why.
Well, I think that's kind of upsetting, actually. I want to know more about the production of this, but...
Well,
like, the IMDb page didn't have any trivia.
That's what I'm saying.
I was disappointed.
Like,
the only thing I found was they filmed it in Romania with Romanian actors in Romanian.
They did do
and
that.
And then dubbed it over in English.
Okay, so I...
But it's the same script. Like, it's... Like, they wrote it in English, then translated it, filmed it, then dubbed over.
Do you think the Romanian version exists anywhere?
It's possible.
It's very possible.
It's possible. I could see that. I could see that maybe Amazon Russia, maybe they're,
yeah.
You know, they're putting it on there. I don't know.
Why not, right?
Yeah. So I did a little bit of digging into this, and I did find that it was based off of, or at least the inspiration for this, came from a Woody Allen movie from 1966. I believe it was his first movie. Woody Allen.
Was born.
Good to know. Sure. One of Woody Allen's first films was called What's Up, Tiger Lily. And and what he did was took a Japanese film, I believe it's like a samurai movie or something.
Oh, yes, okay.
Right? Scrambled the scenes around, redubbed over it, and released it as his own movie, right? And
really?
Yes, and this was the thing, I think, that put Woody Allen on the map. Yeah. Actually, he was a stand-up before then. But yes, so they wanted to do a similar thing here and find an actual Soviet propaganda film and do their own thing with it, but then they couldn't find one, or they couldn't get the rights to it or something along those lines. That process fell through, so they said, let's just shoot our own and dub over it and make fun of our own thing. Now, the problem with that is, and I think this is inherent in the premise of this, is you can't make fun of your own damn thing. Like, you can't parody something. It's like genuinely.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't parody something that is not a parody to begin with.
Yes.
Right, or that is made for the sake of being a parody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I'm thinking of Kung Pao right now.
Yes.
It's coming to mind.
Right, but Kung Pao actually took real stuff.
Yeah.
And they made fun of the real stuff. But this was like, we want to make fun of propaganda things, so let's shoot our own propaganda thing and make fun of that. But then you're not making fun of propaganda things. You're making fun of your own thing.
Yeah, it had a couple funny lines here and there, but it almost seems like the entire premise was based around a couple of, like, funny little jokes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, I mean, the only times we really laughed was, A, when they were watching chess. But was
right
when,
all the rage. No football. No
nope.
Chess.
Hey, you want to join a fantasy chess league?
Yeah.
I would do that.
Who's your grandmaster?
it's like the high level. The only like funny parts was when the communist police officers were talking up communism, but okay, that's
but
the
I'm just
point
saying,
of being the comedy. Like, it's not...
Right. You can just make
it's
that,
not,
though.
It wasn't a serious thing that they were saying. Like, that's...
Yes. Obviously, this is a comedy. It's supposed to be a comedy, but it's shot like a drama, like an actual procedural cop show.
Yeah.
Right? Like you would see on CBS or something.
Right. And ultimately it kind of just felt like that.
And yes, ultimately I felt that with a few little jabs at communism here and there and the idea of Soviet Russia propagandizing. I found that to be very disappointing as a piece of satire. Not to say that Channing Tatum is Mark Twain of 2017.
Sure.
Like, I'm not looking for unbelievable social commentary, but like, either make a straight-up comedy and just go way over the top with it and just get more crazy and more meta and more bizarre.
And maybe they will in future episodes. We only watch one episode.
Perhaps.
Yeah. But...
Or just make a straight propaganda thing and be clever. Like, if this was a convincing piece of communist propaganda, if we're watching this thing and we're like, holy shit, they got some decent points here. Like, that's more effective. That's like, holy shit, I'm rooting for the communists now.
Yeah.
I got the red fever, you know? But it wasn't either of those things. It was like towing this weird line where it was a legit, it could pass as that in its original form, but in this over-the-top dubbing comedy form, it just fell flat to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was in this weird gray
area. I mean, I was kind of hoping going into it that it would be like that Whose Line game.
Yes.
Where they just take a video and then they say random shit and make it funny.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this was like, it was sadly not funny.
I actually think the part of the issue is really that they actually followed like the storyline.
Right.
Yeah.
That was really
That's if it was like with the guy in the Ronald Reagan mask, which I think we'll get to because Nick still hasn't done the recap. I'd like to hear your recap on this. It would have been funny if somebody said like, oh, hey, look, the president's here. Like, not funny, but like it, like that sort of...
Mr. President!
Mr.
President! He's chasing him down. Like,
turn down this wall.
Yeah. So, but it was... No, they're using the Reagan mask as a Reagan mask.
Right.
That's disappointing.
They wrote the script and shot the script and then just overdubbed the script. So really...
With the script.
Really, the dubbing is irrelevant. Right, they could have just done it in English.
Yeah.
All the characters could have been speaking English.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the premise of dubbing something is you see something that's supposed to be one thing, And then you make fun of that one thing, and you get bizarre and absurd.
If they wanted to do it right, what they really should have done is hired a, like, paid for a Romanian crew completely from, like, writers to everything to make a cop drama.
Right.
And then dubbed over it.
Right.
That's what they really should have done.
And you should have just told them, like, listen, make your propaganda. Like, make this a pro-communist, like, right. You know,
yeah.
Just play it absolutely straight, and then we'll come in and we'll dismantle it. That's not what they did there. Everything was sort of a little too perfect and a little too neat. You know what I mean? Like, the point of the Whose Line game is they're supposed to be doing something that is not reflected in the words.
Exactly.
Right? And that's the challenge of making the comedy. This is not that. This is just a few, you know, jokes about how, you know, the fair distribution of wealth is the best form of economics.
I mean, it was punny.
That's all it was.
Yeah. I mean, like, I always bet on red. Which, yeah. I mean, I love that line. It's
funny. No, yeah, I mean.
But, like, my point, I guess they wrote that line before they wrote the script. You know what I mean?
But if that was a joke that came organically, like, if this was a straight up just two players playing roulette or whatever, and then they came up with that. Like, if that was a legitimate, like,
right, yeah.
propaganda film, and then they came up with that line, it's hilarious, right? But, well,
yeah.
it was set up. There was a punchline, and there was a setup to it, and it was just all not as clever and not as weird and bizarre as they clearly wanted to be here, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I feel like this is one of Channing Tatum's first major was he involved in 21 Jump Street other than being an actor?
I thought so.
Oh.
I think he was, like...
Was he?
Well, I
think he was one of the people who wanted to revamp it.
He was one of those. Unless I'm totally wrong, but I always thought that he was a pretty big part in Magic Mike and the second one.
It's interesting.
Yes.
He definitely interesting was there. Seeing Channing Tatum as a comedian. Still,
I disagree with you entirely. I think he was born to be a comic actor. So he was a producer on Magic Mike.
I'm saying it's interesting to see it because this is so bad.
Yes.
21 Jump Street is so good. I want to know how involved he was with that. I didn't see Magic Mike, and I probably won't. I've heard of
some. Oh, see Magic Mike, dude.
Is it good?
Magic Mike's good.
Is it?
I love Magic Mike. Magic Mike's fun.
I heard it wasn't that good.
No, it's a great cable movie. You flip it on, it's fun. It's funny. It's great. You guys don't like Magic Mike? I've never seen
Magic
really?
Mike.
Really?
Never watched it.
I don't want to see a movie about male strippers.
It's not even that. It's never...
No, it's
It was
good.
Never even on TV. Like, it was not something
it's
I ever
on, no,
to
it's
watch.
On FX. Like, it's one of those movies that's on the FX rotation now.
God
it's on
damn.
All the time. Well, we're going to talk about this on Movie Hopping this week, Adam and I hope. But Steven Soderbergh directed that along with Logan Lucky that came out this week, and mm-hmm. which Channing Tatum was also in, and it's like he just makes great cable movies. He makes Ocean's 11. what's the other one? Out of Sight is another great one. It's just it's great. Yeah, don't hate on Magic Mike, guys.
Great.
Yeah.
great. It's great.
Yes, but fine. He was.
It's fine.
It's fine.
He's only fine. Listed as executive producer on 3 episodes of Comrade Detective, though. So I wonder what.
So he
that's
like
all
started
about.
The concept. And he's like, I can't finish this.
Yeah,
someone else
just
I don't know anymore.
Yeah,
the idea was great on paper, and someone else finished this for me.
Yeah,
wrap it up.
I guess Jenny Slate is also in this as Jane. Who's Jane?
I think that's the secretary.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Jason Mantzoukas, John DiMaggio. I recognize a few of these. People. Chloe Seven.
Oh, wait, they did get John DiMaggio?
Yeah, he's in there.
Who is he?
Tipsy.
I don't know who that
probably
is.
I didn't see that character
he
yet.
He had a couple voices. He did a couple voices.
Well, of course he did. He's fucking John DiMaggio.
Jake Johnson from New Girl. All right, so there's some decent names in here.
Right? Yeah.
And it was directed by a guy named Reese Thomas. Who, is this a Romanian guy? No, he's from Wales.
Yeah.
I'll say, I mean, it's a neat little project that they did. Like, I appreciate the effort.
Yes.
I appreciate the attempt.
Like, it's a neat thing. I mean, it's clever.
It's a good idea.
In general, I feel like a lot of Amazon's content isn't that great anyways.
I don't watch
enough. What's their
of
biggest
it.
Show?
I don't know. I mean,
the one about...
The biggest would be Man in the
Man
High Castle.
Man in the High Castle, because that's okay.
Right.
I watched, like, 5 episodes, and I was like, okay.
Seen it. The book's good.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
There is a show called Catastrophe that is phenomenal. It's really
okay.
It's like a sitcom. It's like a
what I watched was a show called Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. It's
not Amazon though.
I watched it on Amazon, but it's not from Amazon.
No, it's a BBC show.
Oh, that is no, it was BBC. I think it was BBC and Amazon. Like co-partnering.
I don't think it's Amazon.
I thought
it was only BBC.
Okay.
Anyways. Oh, no, well, it's written by the same guy who wrote Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Okay. So it's
Douglas Adams?
Yeah, it's...
And are you guys not Transparent fans? Is that what I'm hearing right now?
I haven't seen Transparent.
Are you not a fan of Jeffrey Tambor as a woman? What are you talking about? As a strong, independent trans woman? You don't know Transparent?
No, Nick, it's Netflix and BBC.
See, okay. For,
it's not Amazon.
I still watched it on Amazon because we had to purchase it or something.
Transparent's the show about the dad that turns into a mom, and it's supposed to be, like, groundbreaking and shit, and it's...
That's
you've probably seen like
posts. Not for me, probably.
This is like their big critical hit. It wins all the Emmys and
stuff. Oh, yeah.
This show. That one. That's Amazon.
I just can't relate.
Yeah. No, neither can I.
Not even that I don't want to, I just can't.
I mean, I know.
I need more trans people, Nico. I need more trans people in my life.
We might have just solved all of your problems.
Yeah, it's actually true. It's quite possible you would be much more successful as a woman.
No question. That's not even a question. If I became Nicole tomorrow, forget about it. It's
Nicole.
Over.
Nicole.
Why don't you take the dive? Take the dive.
Oh, I would make so much cold hard cash. Could you imagine? I could become like... No, I would. I would market the shit out of it. I would be like America's trans woman.
America's trans podcaster.
The trans podcaster. Yo. All right, I need to come up with a better name. I'll think about it.
This is a good idea.
What's a good pun? What's a good podcast trans pun? All right, we'll come back.
Trannycast.
Trannycast.
Oh, that's bad.
We'll table it. Table? Circle back.
Yep, let's not do that, though. Let's actually end that conversation right there. Okay, what were we talking about? Oh, Comrade. Oh, give us the plot of Comrades.
All right, so first episode is all we watched. So.
Yes. Chapter one.
Chapter one.
And will be all we
the
watched.
The Invisible Hand was the name of this episode.
Yeah.
Didn't make sense
at all,
really. Starts out with our two detectives, one voiced by Channing Tatum, the other one someone else. Not relevant.
Yeah,
really. And
is it Gregor and Nikita?
Yeah, Gregor and Nikita. Spectre. And so they're going to basically catch these drug dealers, right?
Yeah.
And they start to arrest them, and then suddenly they realize, oh shit, we have been played.
Yep.
Essentially, bullets start flying from the rooftop.
We should mention, though, that these drug dealers are self-described capitalists.
Right.
Well, I think are very proud of their capitalistic roots.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
as you know, insane people are.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Well, we have to get in the spirit of Comrade Detective.
You're right. So the bullets start flying. Nikita gets hit in the shoulder, and Gregor runs up to try and find the shooter. And when he gets up there, the shooter is suddenly on the ground. And this guy can, like, teleport and shit, I think, or something. Yeah. And
he's
he
magic.
Slits Nikita's throat. Which sort
in
of...
a very violent, gruesome scene. I mean, it's, like, again, like, serious...
It's pretty hardcore.
No, it's a serious drama.
It's HBO. It's not
it
Comedy
Central.
It felt
like The Red Wedding.
Yes, to a degree. I did. I screeched.
Like, yeah.
I was my lungs when I saw that one.
Catelyn, no. Spoilers. So
this, it should be said that this is where the Reagan masks come in.
Yeah, so the person who was doing the killing.
Reagan? No, what Reagan, right?
Yeah, wearing a Ronald Reagan mask, probably to symbolize the way that the capitalists slit the throat of the communist, I don't know, something. Mm-hmm.
The start of that was good.
Yeah. That's you know, hey, that's what they say about me. Starts off great. So basically, trying to track down who murdered Nikita is the thrust of the plot.
Yes.
And Gregor gets a new partner who turns out to be Nikita's longtime best friend and old wrestling buddy.
Yep.
Accurate.
Yep.
And together they are trying to track down the killer. They find what was the brand of jeans?
Jordache
jeans. Is that real?
Yes, it's a real company.
Okay, because I've never heard of that, but I don't wear women's jeans, so.
No, they sell them.
You know who does, though? Nicole.
Nicole. No, they're like supposed to be like a high-end jean company.
High-end?
Well,
no,
because they sell them not cheap.
Right, I think that's what high-end means.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to... You seem confused as to what I meant, so I was trying to...
High-end, as in...
He reads, Zach! He reads!
You can't tell me he seemed a little confused when I said that.
I am vehemently disgusted with him. No. So, they go to the U.S. Embassy. They realize that the killer is probably American. So they go to the U.S. Embassy in Romania.
Middle of the Cold War.
Right. I don't think that was there.
Well, it might have been there, but I'll tell you what. Two random cops from the hard streets of Romania are not just waltzing into the embassy just demanding to see the ambassador.
And yet they did.
Yet they totally did. They just waltzed right in. Like, weren't tensions kind of high at this point? Wasn't it like, you know, everybody was on a little bit on edge these days?
It was like, yeah, right at the end of the Cold War. Yeah. So.
Space race is sort of in full swing. Like, people are kind of mad. People a little bit on edge.
So he goes in, destroys her desk and shit, and steals her log. And
appointment book.
Right. Yeah.
Just out of the fireplace. He just like, this is mine now. In lockdown.
Yes.
Yeah. It was the log from Twin Peaks.
I love that log. I feel like that has something to do with something.
Oh, it does. For sure.
You gotta watch. Do you watch Twin Peaks?
I restarted the old series.
Yeah. But... Everything has to do with something.
Yeah.
Where are you at right now?
No, that's it. I know who killed Laura Palmer.
And that's it.
Yeah, and I haven't watched a single episode more.
Okay. All right. Man, there's another episode tonight. Wow, that show is so good. Let's talk about what's inside the consulate for a little bit here.
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So they walk in and...
What is with those two men? Those two men.
There's, of course, Reagan things hanging all over the place.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. His evilness. Darth Vader himself. Ronald Reagan. Guns and Ammo magazine just laying around the coffee table as, you know, because that's all we read around here. It's people and it's Guns and Ammo magazine.
I'm subscribed 3 times. I get 3 copies every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I get flash briefings from the NRA every couple hours. It's great. I don't even own guns, but it's just like it's my American duty to just keep up on, you know, what's up with the
when you're born, they give you a birth certificate, a social security card.
And an AOA membership card.
Yeah. That's what they do.
Absolutely. We're obsessed with guns over here. And then there's two guys just sitting in the corner, two fat slobs.
They're so fat.
Eating burgers that were probably burgers
and
at McDonald's.
French fries and Coca-Cola. Literally. That's what they're eating.
Yeah.
And there's just a little American flag behind them.
Yep.
Fast foods, guns, and Ronald Reagan. That's the American way. Yeehaw.
You also forgot to write down that Gregor took a Twinkie.
Oh, right.
And didn't like it, so he threw it away.
Mm-hmm. Wasted a perfectly good Twinkie. Speaking of which, I'm going to grab another Oreo.
as we polish off this fucking thing.
Here we are. Oh, this is such a one-dimensional portrayal of America.
And you're eating fucking double stuffed Oreos.
Absolutely reprehensible.
We're humans.
Anyway. We should not have all bitten into Oreos at the same time. That was a bad choice.
I like the choice.
Okay.
It's like we shared the experience.
I stand by that choice.
As a matter of fact.
Stop. Oreo time.
Chew. Listeners at home, I recommend you grab a double stuff. And we're all going to take a bite. Together.
Yo. Okay. That's a great idea. Everybody, here's what I want you to do.
Pause this.
This could be a podcast first. This is a beautiful thing we're about to do.
I have a question?
Yeah.
Can I finish this one and get a new one?
Finish that one, please. Wait. All right, no, stop. Wait. Here's what we're going to do. This is going to break ground. This is going to push us over the edge.
I think
we're going to be the number one podcast
in
the world.
The bite heard around the world.
Here's what we're going to do.
Wow.
If you're listening to this and you're a good American, that means you have Oreos in your house, pause this. Actually, you don't have Oreos in your house, go drive to the supermarket. Pause this.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unsubscribe right now.
Absolutely. So we're all friends.
Resubscribe and then go buy Oreos.
We're all friends around here, right? So we're going to do this together and we're going to make you feel part of the team.
I want us to all share this experience.
Yeah, let's share this. So you're going to pause this and then you're going to go get the Oreo pack and then you're going to come back and you're going to keep playing this and we're going to all bite into an Oreo.
Original flavor double stuff.
Yes.
Right.
None of that birthday cake shit.
Ugh.
Those are great.
No, you don't believe that.
Fuck you.
You do not believe that.
I do like
that.
The birthday cake ones.
You were you the the four people who bought the fucking watermelon ones too?
No, those are gross.
Watermelon Oreo?
They had them for like 2 months. And
the
then
truth is
them.
About the birthday cake ones. Well, I like birthday cake flavored things. In general.
I don't.
I do. I like the 4th of July ones actually too. These they had fireworks. They are exactly the same as a regular double stuff, but they're filled
with
pop rocks.
I feel like that's
really
rocks. Dangerous.
Right.
No, they're filled
oh,
with
wait.
Pop
oh,
rocks.
Oh, no, I did see those.
So
yeah.
So it literally just tastes like an Oreo, but then you've got little popping in your tongue. So right. We're going to give you a few seconds to go grab your bag. So pause it right now.
Yes.
All right?
Okay. And now you're back.
All right.
You've gotten a pack of double stuff Oreos, and now we're all going to open the pack together. Unveil your sleeve. We only have one sleeve left, it appears like.
Hold on. Okay, now we have one whole sleeve.
Are we allowing them to use milk?
We won't be able to hear the crunch, but it's okay because it's for them.
Okay.
So we right. won't use milk.
Yes.
We want you to appreciate
at your own discretion. Okay. Everybody has their Oreo in their hand. You need a new Oreo, bro.
Yeah, this is finish.
All right. Polish
no,
that one
no,
off,
no, finish it.
Yep. You all right.
Un-American cunt.
You swine. You communist swine. All right, everybody has the Oreo, and now take it.
Hold on, cheers. Hold on, cheers.
All right, cheers, cheers.
Dink it.
Dink it.
Now we're all going to take this time. No talking, no anything. We're just good. Ready? Everybody at home? 1, 2, 3, bite.
I have never felt more patriotic. Not since... Maybe 9/11.
And I left my shotgun at home. Damn it.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least my Oreos are double-stuffed.
Hold on, Nico. I do have a very important question for you, though.
Hmm.
Did you bite it in half, yet still ate the whole thing at once?
I did.
Why?
For effect. Normally, I would split that and lick the frosting off, but for the good of the podcast, we had to...
See, I'm not a twister. I just eat it whole.
I love the twist.
Not whole, but...
All right, that was great, everybody. All right, let's move on.
That was wonderful.
I should do that every week. What snack food are you going to eat with the guys next time?
Okay, next week, chocodiles.
Now you got to make it difficult.
All right, what are we talking about now? Okay, oh yeah, so they're in the consulate. They've had their Twinkie.
Okay,
and
hold on. Somebody does need to take these away.
Yeah, we're done with these. Oh my god, right. gone, no more. The name of the ambassador is Sally Smith. She has a Southern accent, and of course, is a lady because in Soviet Russia, they view all their enemies as women. Like, who would let these?
Yeah, of course.
These. Stupid women run their country. Americans would.
Those equal opportunist fucks.
Yeah, just Rosie the Riveter motherfuckers. Anyway, yeah, so that happened. She is quite a caricature, and she tries seducing these two
it's
men.
It's character.
No, caricature.
The widow.
She is a caricature of American values, and... yeah, I mean, she just tries seducing these men, and it turns out that she is way more of a villain later on in this
I mean,
episode.
It was really straightforward that she's a villain, but...
Sure.
Yeah, she's American, of course.
So, yeah, they realize that between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m., she's up to no good. So they track her down.
Because
and
time is money.
Time is money.
That famous old American saying.
Reagan's first words.
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever. So,
like as a baby, his first. One.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Why are you overemphasizing it, Zach?
I just keep going with it. You know me. I like to beat things until they're dead and then keep going.
And poor I'm goes, proud. Poor Jackie, an American.
Poor Jackie. or maybe Jackie's really enjoying.
Nope,
it.
Stop that.
Enough. Keep going.
You said enough. So they track her down to a illegal casino.
Right.
And she essentially tries to screw him over and set him up.
She's dressed as a prostitute.
Well, yeah.
But she's a capitalist, so it's a bit redundant.
Good joke. That was a good joke.
Solid joke.
So she goes, oh, talk to that guy over there. He'll know more. And they talk to him. He realizes that he's a cop. And basically new buddy cop, which is Joseph Gordon-Levitt's. has to save Channing Tatum.
Or Levitt. There might be a few of them. You don't know.
Has to save Channing Tatum at the end of the day in a daring car race or car chase. And
Joseph Gordon-Levitt brothers.
Yes. No. In the first reported cloning of a Hollywood star. It's Comrade Detective starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I think I'm thinking of Lanny Kravitz.
What?
With the Z at the end.
Very, very, very different.
Not that I'm mixing them up, just more that the Z at the end is like...
Sure.
You know, no, just know. Carrying it over.
Understood.
Carry the water. Doesn't have a Z in his name.
I know. That's Look here, I've had a long week.
Are you going to go my way?
Okay. And, that's, yeah. I mean, that's really it.
That's basically it.
I mean, it's not a good episode.
No, the guy in the Reagan mask. Not a good opening episode, really. Is behind everything. He's the one that killed,
Well, no, it was Ronald Reagan.
They were Ronald Reagan
himself. They just couldn't, Ronald, as we all know, Reagan died.
That is gonna be the reveal after this, right?
It's just Reagan.
It's gonna be Reagan under the Reagan mask.
It's just really Reagan. It's just, he's
God
dead.
Damn it, now we need to watch to know who it is. I think it was only like six
Figure
episodes.
Out who killed Laura Palmer first.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more satisfying. Yes. It's
pretty much the same person, though, probably.
Oh, it's Bob under the mask.
Don't tell him. You just told him.
I didn't tell him anything.
Well, technically, no, you didn't. I didn't tell him. Shit. You can handle it.
Trust, I did not tell him anything.
By the way, it also doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, so that's, and so the guy pays off the ambassador and sneaks out of her car and the Reagan
teleports
mask
out of her car.
Teleports, yep.
The Reagan mask is left on the ground just
somehow
underneath the car,
mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Square in the center of where the car was.
Yep. And it is very sinister and very ominous, and that's the end of the episode, pretty much.
Yeah, and I don't care what happened.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think we pretty much went through everything here. I am a little bit unsatisfied with what I saw. I did expect to see something just a little more.
I mean, I remember when I showed you guys the trailer. I think you were here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it looked promising.
Yes.
It really did look like it was going to have some legs here, and I'm a little upset.
Hey, no worries. It happens. Like with most things with Russia these days. It's, yeah. It's just.
It's a nothing burger.
Just
nothing.
Just not
saw that on SNL.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God,
it's a good bit.
It is it's a really good bit. I wonder who came up with that. It's just a little more substance is what you need out of Russia these days. Anything else we got this week?
I'm excited for Adam to not be here.
It's great.
We're just gonna enjoy it. For those of you watching Game of Thrones, hopefully tonight's episode won't be really sad.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Okay, should we talk?
Don't beg the table.
Do I want to bring this up now? Should we talk about this off?
Fuck you.
What do you want to talk about?
With a shovel.
Ooh. Okay. Never done that before.
All right. I'll say it this way.
Do it.
I've not been a fan of Game of Thrones this year. I haven't liked it.
Right. You've already told me that.
Yes. I'm not.
Yeah, you've gone over this.
I'm not a fan. What if? Has it warranted a why is this a thing treatment?
For Game of
Thrones?
Yes.
Or this season of
what
Game
if we,
of Thrones?
What if we did, why is this a thing, Game of Thrones? Sorry. Oreos. Either that or Marjorie Tyrell is joking me.
You look like you were like about to throw up when you did that.
Yeah.
You're like,
just shut me up. I'm Joffrey at the Purple Wedding.
No. Spoiler.
Oh, we normally do a Game of Thrones wrap up podcast, the two of us at least, Nick and I. He is now a Game of Thrones fan. What if either this week or next week or whatever we did that on Why Is This a Thing and took sort of like a critical look at
force Adam to sit through it?
Yeah, or recording schedules. We should really do it soon.
Yeah.
Is what we should do.
Not
what if we
thought.
Did it over Skype or something? Anyway, but we can talk about that off air, but that might. What if we put this off 2 weeks?
Well,
we did the Game of Thrones thing this week.
I believe, Zach, what are you doing next Friday? Because we have some time.
Yes, we do.
We'll talk about this after.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know.
It's almost as good as our Oreo eating bit.
Really? That was the best bit of the whole episode.
I think that's the best work we've ever done as podcasters, to be honest with you.
I really hope that this spreads and that everyone around the world eats Oreos with us. That's really what I want. Maybe we'll start a Patreon. We can have people.
Let's do it.
Help us
TooManyThoughtsMedia.com.
Yeah, look it up.
Is where you go. Check that out. TMT.media. Don't go to TMT.com because that's Floyd Mayweather's site. And he doesn't need any more money this week, so don't go to him. Yeah. He's doing just fine after this week.
We should have found some way to exploit that in our benefit this week.
We really should have.
It's a little late now.
You know, he was kind of wearing the TMT logo on everything. It was kind of on it.
This would have been a week to, like, put some money behind that and, like, yeah, you know, push it.
Might have been a good idea. Somehow, we have the same name as Floyd Mayweather's company, yet we made no money on this fight. Even though the rest of humanity all did. we're so dumb. Yeah, well, that's over with.
We're not dumb. It's just we're smart too late.
That's true.
I love that.
Why is this a thing? Smart too late. Yep, that's about right.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, so now Mayweather's retired, but TMT keeps going. TooManyThoughtsMedia.com. Movie hopping, new episode this week. We haven't done one in a while. Backers, who the hell knows what's going on with that? The Nico
There's
show.
There's nothing good to back is the problem right now. We've been looking and we're like, eh.
Okay.
It's like everything is up in a day and has one person donating $30 or is like 1,000% funded.
Yes.
Right? I mean, yeah.
I think, yeah.
Right. It is
we'll
the rich get richer.
Truly stunning.
Mm-hmm. It's really there's no middle class in Patreon anymore or whatever.
Right? Nope. That crowdfunding. It's too bad the avocado walkie talkies didn't make it.
Did your sauce ever come in?
No, not yet. No? September.
Scam.
Okay.
Cool. Awesome. You too. You've been naughty.
No.
Fucking cock.